Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Locked and Loaded, dominating the ear holes of America. Hour two of the program, Mike Harmon alongside the All-American LeVar Arrington. Jason Smith, somewhere in a tryptophan or pie-induced coma.
Good for him.
Yeah, and how about a Fresca?
We holding you down, Jay.
No, that's the bottom line. You know.
Yeah,
he knows that the sturdy quads of myself, and obviously you're king of the mammals, so I mean that says it all right there.
Well, you know, you got to be willing to go down. I always tell my guys, you got to be able to throw them knuckles into the ground if you really, really, truly want to make it in this world, man. Some people won't understand what I just said, and they'll say, did he just say what I thought he said? Throw your knuckles down into the ground? What exactly does that mean? But unless you are a mammal of the caliber that I'm speaking of, you may not understand what it is that I just threw your way.
I got a whole T-shirt design ready for that, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get on that. Lots of planning, a lot of big things looking ahead to brighter days. And you know what? Every day we find our wins wherever they are around us. I got my team assembled here. I got you on the beautiful Comrex. Folks nationwide giving us a listen and having a laugh with us, maybe learning a thing or two before
Hi,
it's
everybody.
Done, and maybe getting their vitriol out about family gatherings and everything else. At Swollen Dome, at King of the Mammals, you need advice as to how to deal with family, you can send those our way too. We'll be happy to lend our 2 cents, and remember, that's about all it's worth.
We have insurance companies that we work with too. You might want to get an insurance policy just for tomorrow and this weekend.
There's no question about it. You can go to geico.com, get
you
yourself a free rate quote.
There
There's
you
no
go.
Question about
There's
it.
No question was about getting a free rate quote on this.
My man,
you better
just
think about it.
Lob that up, and even my 5'7" frame got up and got a tomahawk dunk.
Two-hand.
Or I went all DeAndre Hopkins,
yeah.
In the man sizing up in the end
Sean
zone.
Kemp styled it.
Oh, now you're
Rain manned it. Yeah, I like it.
Look at that.
I like it.
You know, he's got his own strain now.
Does he?
Yeah, all the former Sonics guys seemingly have gone into business.
Well, you know,
finding the herb.
It's prevalent in that area of the world.
Well, you know,
the
legalities, and if you can find a way to get yourself licensed, that's the key. You got to get through the bureaucratic red tape to make sure you get a licensure to be able to participate.
Yeah,
in the
I
budding
just
business.
Tend to stay in this business, this budding business of spitting my truth through the airwaves and making sure it lands in the right people's ears and dwindles down and finds its way into their heart.
Well, heart and soul, that's what we're all about. Did you like the way I used the word budding?
That's I did,
good,
bro.
Right?
You were hitting all kinds of I just tried to get away from it. You were hitting on all cylinders,
yeah.
And I'm sitting here laughing on the inside, so I just wanted to kind of
okay.
just deflect. I deflected.
No, that's
all.
Good. Well, it was
yeah.
all, you know, stream of consciousness too. So I mean that's what like you free verse, and that's what I do when
yeah.
setting up. Now
we were
talking about
a whole lot of innuendos there.
Well, that's it. And that's
yeah.
all clean, it's all family fun. And it helps you alleviate some of the stresses in your life. How about
Indeed.
That?
Indeed. Yeah.
All right, so Trevor Lawrence, we were talking about Rashad Bateman and his
yeah.
decision to opt out of the final two games of the season. And I know people can get a bit angsty about things like this. We remember mm-hmm. when it started to happen with bowl games.
Mm-hmm.
My thought was always, you'd done your season. It's a nice exhibition, but unless you're playing for a title, that you've done your service. Now, if you want to opt out and move on and get back into training, considering there's a month gap that you could be training for the combine and working on places you know you need to up your numbers, no issue. Some with Bateman having only two games left. I know there was some hand-wringing going on in the media and social media a little bit over the course of the day off this decision. And then everybody waiting on Trevor Lawrence to decide, well, are you in or you're out? It's a juicy story when it comes to, hey, he might want to avoid the Jets. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, he might want to avoid the Jaguars. Whatever the case may be. He was in a Zoom call on Tuesday with the media and asked how emotional he was going to be for Saturday's game. It's Clemson's final home game. So he said, quote, hard to anticipate how I'll feel. I know there's going to be a lot of emotions. This is kind of like, since I'm graduating in December, this is my senior night. Mm-hmm. So I think we can all kind of look at that saying, all right, that foot is out the door and moving forward. And I don't know that anybody would advise him to go back to school, much like we were talking about before, right? You decide to opt back in. All it takes is one hit for questions and millions of guaranteed money in your signing bonus to go out the window. But it's been the is he in or is he out, and more the derision of some of those NFL programs that's really been at the heart of all of it.
Well, let me put it in a little perspective for everyone.
Hit me.
I'm going to hit you with this, all right? So with Trevor Lawrence, when you're looking at the Trevor Lawrence situation, if you are easily, far and away, the number one draft prospect coming out in your class, even if it's not your graduate year, I always tell people, when you are seeking success and you have decided what field and what industry that you are seeking that success in, then if you are placing yourself in a position to A, get into the industry and you can, then do it. B, if you can set yourself up while you're in college to do it, get recruited, go to the school that the recruiters of the industry that you want to be in come to and recruit from, make sure, I always say, make sure you have your job lined up before you graduate. Whoever told you to wait until after you graduate, go live a little bit of life, go travel, do a few things with yourself, and then try to find a job, that is not the reality of 2020. Make sure you have your job lined up. That leads me to the point of saying, if you are rated number one as by the scouts and the experts that you are the top prospect to be in the draft, okay, you do not return to school. Now, however you want to handle it, because you may not want to go to a team or whatever, whoop-de-woo, that's a whole nother conversation. That's up for a whole nother debate. But you do not take the risk of coming back to school. That's one. Second part with Trevor Lawrence is, why is he still playing is the question. Okay, well, let's walk through this. They're ranked number four when the rankings came out. The prelim looks at who is lining up to be in the NCAA playoff is out there, the fourth team. Mm-hmm. When you look at them being the fourth team, there's two reasons why Trevor Lawrence doesn't opt out. And one is probably waning because of the Florida State game getting postponed. But that's winning the Heisman.
Sure.
He has not won the Heisman. All right. So now if you're looking at him winning the Heisman and that maybe not being an opportunity, okay, then the other reason is what? You want to avenge your only loss that is taking place during your college career, which took place in what? The national championship game. So now as it stands, he's got only one blemish on his record as a starter in college, and right now has the opportunity to at least avenge that loss and solidify his college career. To me, that's enough to want to continue to play. When we get into talking about the discussions of guys who opt out of playing in bowl games and different things like that, if you really think about it, if you really, really take a step back and you think about some of the guys that we're talking about, how many of these guys that have opted out of being in bowl games have been number one overall picks?
No, that's true.
It's not a one. Not one guy that goes number one overall in the draft is just opting out on playing games. So when you think about it, as big as we try to make these stories with guys who opt out, right? Like Nick Bosa, I believe. Was it Nick?
Nick Bosa didn't,
you know, he opted out of coming back.
He was hurt and then didn't come back.
And I'm not coming back. I'm just going to get ready for the draft, right? Well, that's fine. You can turn that into as big a story as you would like to turn it into. But let's be clear. He was not projected to be a number one draft pick. So when you look at a guy like Trevor Lawrence. You look at these guys who are going number one, Joe Burrow last year. You look at these creme de la creme guys. Even look at Justin Fields, who is the one that could possibly challenge, you know, Trevor for that number one position. Maybe still in position to win the Heisman because, I mean, he had a rough game, some interceptions, but pulled him through. But when you look at Fields, he wanted to play. He had an easy out. Think about it.
No, with everything that's going on in his career, yeah.
Their season was canceled. So he could have sat there and easily been like, you know what? I'm not coming back. It's cool. I'm going to prepare for the draft. Right? He wants to come back. He's petitioning. He's going crazy over saying, we just want to play. You know why? Because the greats at that caliber, that should be the story, not other guys. Because other guys that don't have an opportunity to necessarily play, I would challenge us to find guys that have the opportunity to play for national championships or play for a Heisman opting out.
Yeah,
please
no, and normally it's guys just in that next tier.
Okay.
Right? Second tier, third tier, whatever it is.
You could be a first tier defensive guy, offensive guy, but if you're not on a first tier team, if you're not getting first tier opportunities to win the Heisman, to play in the national championship, what exactly do you have to prove if you have that rating and that grade going into your last year of playing? And that last game in a bowl game. What exactly do you have to prove to Goodyear or to the Alamo, the Slovenia? Who do you have to prove that are putting on these games and giving you gifts? Who do you have to prove?
Right, with the limit on the gifts, it's not like you're raking in anyway.
Come
and
on,
we
man.
And we can talk about college sports.
You're about to get gift money anyway.
I was gonna say, I was just gonna smile and nod and, you know, everybody's thinking, you know, the same thing about college athletics and some of the scandals through the years. But the reality is, you know, if you are a Trevor Lawrence, that Heisman dream, we know what that is worth over a long term of inscriptions,
away.
Right?
That one's drifting away.
Yeah, that one's probably not there. But just from the initial, hey, play it out, even in COVID 2020, where the opt-out seemed to be in your favor. To a degree of right, all you could do was expose warts potentially, but you had unfinished business with Justin Fields. I think there was a little bit of that motivation, not just to have the games available, but also to try to close that gap, to show that he's as good as Trevor Lawrence. And as I always say with all of these guys, I'm so happy to see the photo you put of the Penn State kids today, you know, with their cap and gowns on and everything, but always the reminder. Plenty of ways to finish that degree if that's part of your planning as well. You can finish degrees sitting around in your skivvies if you want these days. So, you know, just I know that's a lot of guys say, hey, it's for mom, for dad, for grandma. I made a promise. I get it. You can fulfill that promise and still start pushing towards that next profession. That is there for you as well. Great analysis, as always, from a guy who was number two overall.
And came out early.
Came out early,
and
made those decisions.
And played in the bowl game.
Yes, you did. See,
and I had my reasons. I did not opt out.
We'll explore all of the reasons. He's got 99 reasons.
The reasons! The reasons!
No, we're going to save that for the book we write down the line here.
Oh, okay. All right.
You got to give people a taste.
I thought you was talking about Earth, Wind, and Fire just then. Earth.
Well, I mean, we'll find a little bit of that.
Earth. You get real soul.
Did you say Earth?
No, not
say that again.
Tied in Earth with
Earth.
An F. Earth. That's when it's real soulful.
Okay,
that's like culturally driven.
All right.
Earth, wind, and fire.
I got to remember the proper pronunciation.
Good,
we'll celebrate a little bit of that. It's a holiday weekend coming up, so people are a bit jacked up. Fun stuff getting into Trevor Lawrence. As we come to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com, get yourself a free rate quote. How about we continue in quarterback land? Should we see a changing of the guard to try to spark things in Philadelphia? Mm. We saw it in Miami. Can it work in Philly? We'll talk about that next here on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Oh, yeah. I think LeVar's going to end up doing the scream here in a second.
I'm not going to do it.
Well. Yeah. Hey. Hey.
That's right.
When Mike reaches upon a star, his dream will take us very far. Yeah. When we reach up on the dream.
Oh. My guy, yeah. LeVar Arrington, king of the mammals, in for Jason Smith tonight. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar and I will re-team on Sunday morning. Fox Sports Sunday. Also, you hear LeVar Saturday
morning.
Oh, shining
star.
Yeah. I am a shining star.
Yeah, you are.
Rocket ship across these great blue skies.
Saturday,
you'll be sitting in alongside Steve Hartman.
Yeah,
not to be confused with me, Mike Harmon. We'll be curious to hear of all of Steve's holiday exploits. I'm sure there will be plentiful for you.
I'm sure there is a ton of blue chew laced in his turkeys. Yeah,
there you go.
I'm just stop there.
I tried to lay it up and see where you'd take it, and you just dunked on it.
Yeah, blue chew for, like, if there was a gravy that I believe Steve Hartman if there was a gravy that Steve Hartman would use, it'd be blue chew gravy.
Well, there you go. Maybe that could expand the product line.
I'm going.
There you have it.
I'm going to go eat at his house.
Good luck with that. At King of the Mammals on Instagram. At LeVar Arrington on Twitter. Find me over at Swollen Dome.
You are too much.
Now, we're talking quarterbacks. Quarterbacks ruling the news cycle, as they often do, but it seemed like today there was just a convergence of a lot of stories, and one that's just kind of been hanging over. We'll get to I wanted to get LeVar's thoughts, because we've certainly had a lot of debate on Sunday mornings of one young star now lost for the year. I think you know where I'm headed there. But we've got one who's flailing, up-and-comer, unfortunately missed that Super Bowl run. Now he's struggling, flailing behind a bad offensive line, lacking playmakers on the outside. That is one Carson Wentz. And I struggle week to week with this, LeVar, watching the Eagles and trying to decide how much I lay at his feet versus Doug Peterson, the coaching staff, and just personnel and just bad luck, right? Because you got a little of that that's mixed in as well with the number of games lost due to injury. As we know, at this point in the season, everybody could be listed on the injury report if you really wanted
to. Do you find yourself wincing when you watch the Carson Wentz games?
I do find myself wincing because I'm waiting for the next big hit he's going to take because he's not getting rid of the ball.
He does take hits.
He's getting pounded because his receivers aren't getting separation. The offensive line has struggled.
He's holding the ball.
He's been holding the ball quite a bit. So I'd be curious to see what the metrics are as to how long he's actually holding it before getting hit. But you haven't had for much of the season the two safety valves of Goddard and Ertz missing significant time due to injury. Miles Sanders acquitted himself nicely as a rookie, missing out of the backfield. So it's the, I don't know how much to bury him as many will, because there's a lot of clamoring for Jalen Hurts, and with the division still within grasp, right, given what the NFC East has become, like how much would shifting to a Jalen Hurts potentially help this team? You got Seattle this week, Green Bay. The schedule is not kind at all. Seattle, Green Bay, New Orleans, Arizona, the next four before finishing the year with Dallas and Washington.
Yeah, I feel like it's a complicated conversation. In terms of what is the right decision, because the division is still up for grabs because of how poorly all the teams have played. Now, when I look at Carson Wentz, the one thing that I will praise him for and give him a ton of credit is that he has stayed consistent with the way he has responded to all of the criticisms and the way that he's playing. He's taken a lot of ownership, right? Full ownership, really, if you really look at the transcripts of his interviews. And he has really handled himself in a way, in a type of grace and a type of class that says to me that he is shouldering a lot of hard feelings, a lot of criticisms coming his way based upon failures that are beyond him. And so when I look at and I read between the lines, I see the support that his teammates give him when they come out into the media and talk about Carson Wentz and his leadership. When you look at where this team is and their opportunity to still possibly compete for that NFC East divisional crown, I do not think it is the right time, the proper decision to put Jalen Hurts in as the new starter. It's a punt on the season versus a move to try to win and make it a better season. I really do think that it is, because you've brought in a guy like Jalen Hurts to mold him, to grow him, and possibly at some point figure out how to use him. But how that use is, you know, we don't really know yet. And I don't know that they really know that yet in Philadelphia. So when you look at taking Carson Wentz out, who is considered to be the franchise quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, to put Jalen Hurts in, I think you're killing two birds with one stone, and not in a positive manner. It's a very difficult and very bad position to put Carson Wentz in, and it's also a very bad position to put Jalen Hurts in. I do not think that it would be productive at this moment to try and put the weight of what's going on with a Philadelphia team, by the way. If you know the Philadelphia fan base, all right, it's much like how the Chicago I think Philadelphia fans, all due respect to you all, I mean, I love all fans like you wouldn't believe, because they make what we do fun, and it makes it relevant to even have this type of a job or to even play ball. But they are some of the most despicable fans that I mean, they rank way, way up there, maybe number one in my book.
Well, we might have to rank those a little later in the show. Of despicability.
Well, they're the most despicable, easily. And so when you're talking about the level of anger that will come if you put in Jalen Hurts and Jalen doesn't prove out, now it's like, where do you go from here? Because Jalen didn't prove out, so what do you do in terms of moving forward with him? Obviously, Carson Wentz didn't prove out because you had to pull him out and put Jalen Hurts in. So what does that mean for him?
He goes to the Bears.
Do you have any trade value at this point in time with how poorly he's been playing and performing versus not playing him now? Like, why would we give up first round, second round, even third round draft picks, sure, depending, if we know that you're not going to use them anyway?
Well, and the size of that contract,
because
you paid him before you had to.
Correct.
Which, as much as I love players and I want to make sure guys get paid financially, that was malpractice by the Eagles.
Well, but they felt as though that was an investment that they wanted to make, and they've made it, and it has not yielded the return that they're looking for. But now it goes back to the next piece of what I just said earlier. The reason why I feel as though Carson Wentz is still the guy is because he still handles himself like the guy. And with that being said, sometimes you got to fight through adversity. You got to fight through tough things. You got to crawl and get through the mud and the muck of what's going on in order to climb back into that redemption type of story that Carson Wentz could possibly have. But they're going to have to believe in him. He's going to have to believe in him. And quite frankly, the team has to play better, because this is a failure as a team that's going on with Philadelphia, not a failure of Carson Wentz alone.
Losing narrow games. Because this, what got interesting on the schedule is they lose tough-fought games against Pittsburgh and Baltimore, and then they win two straight going into the bye week. So had you dropped, say, that game to Dallas, maybe you're looking at it a little differently, saying, all right, bye week, throw the kid in, whatever. But I agree with you. At this point, it's untenable, you know, to try to make a change and thinking that's suddenly going to resurrect you. This isn't the Miami situation that you had a club that was winning, and then you thought bringing in Tua might just spark you that much higher. This is a team where Wentz, for all intents and purposes, is holding things together. You know, all the We pay attention to all the verbal cues of guys in interviews. Done a good job. weathering the storm in Philadelphia, Chicago, all of those places. You know, they're going to test you. And he's done a good job to deflect in some narrow losses, right? He's kept them in games, and I think that's what's gotten lost in a lot of this. You came to camp thinking Alshon Jeffery and DeSean Jackson were going to be your one and two. I'll just leave it at that. Both great professionals, long careers in the NFL, but not in 2020.
It's just sad, man. It's sad because, again, if people that are like very, very critical of Carson Wentz really took a good look at what his circumstances are that he's trying to overcome, it's kind of crazy.
Well, it's but that's not crazy. That doesn't make for good hot take theater, LeVar.
It does not, but it also is easy to shoot down people that actually have issues with Carson Wentz underperforming, because you can look at other things that were connected to what his failures have been and easily say, I can point to this. I can point to that.
Yep.
Look at his offensive line. Look at his receiving core that was supposed to be there that isn't there. Like, now, granted, DeSean, I got mad respect and mad love for DeSean, but at what point do you not know that he's going to be hurt?
Right, he's going to miss significant time.
Let's be honest, like, he's going to be hurt. Like, that's what it's become. That's what it is. So, again, you could make your decisions based off of the information that you have, and they did. Alshon Jeffries has been injured quite a bit as well.
Yep.
So you're making your decisions based off of things that you know could possibly create a disruption to your team, but you took the chance. So with high risk comes high reward, but it also could come high failure and criticism that comes along with those risks that you're taking. So I just, you know, Mike, when you look at this Philadelphia Eagles team, like I said, if you're a person and you're in your workplace and you've been given the set of circumstances that Carson Wentz has been given to go out there and win in a ultimate team sport, I think you would be disappointed with what it is that you have to work with and what you have to try to do in order to be able to play at a high level. And then you start pushing. You start pushing, you start overthinking, you start trying to overcompensate, and then next thing you know, something else happens, something more than that happens, and before you know it, you're in a whole world of bad things happening, and it's very difficult a lot of times to find your way out of those funks that are created by the circumstances of which you're trying to perform in.
Got to have your tools at your disposal. Yeah, we'll talk it's about another nice quarterback who didn't get served properly coming up in about 90 seconds. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You got LeVar Arrington with me. I'm Mike Harmon coming to you from the Geico Studios. LeVar in for Jason Smith. Now, we talked a lot about Carson Wentz. Now, let's flip over to a guy you and I had been watching and commenting on the Bengals, and I had my thoughts, and I'd been banging the drum of, we've seen what we needed to. You should have shut him down. And obviously, hindsight 2020 coming off of the horrific injury to Joe Burrow over the weekend. But a guy who had been a pinata behind a bad offensive line, a lack of running game, etc., in Cincinnati. And it gets back to that philosophy of, all right, bubble wrap and save for good. Do we know what we have as our quarterback of the future, and we got to make sure we protect him? Where do you come down on this?
I just think it's too early in the season to say shut him down. I mean, they stank, right? They've stank from day one, but they've steadily improved. So I just, you know, for me, I just feel as though, eh.
Because he was balling, and look, throwing the ball 40 times a game. T. Higgins had become a star. We actually had an A.J. Green sighting this week. I had to rub my eyes when I saw number 18 catch that touchdown pass. I got to be honest. Tyler Boyd, you've got weapons. Just behind that O-line and with the loss of Joe Mixon, and then Giovanni Bernard's probably not going to play. We're down to Samaje Perine as your starter this weekend.
Seven games remaining, though, going into that that Washington football team game, you have seven games remaining. So I know a lot of people felt as though maybe he should have been shut down. I'm not sure what injury. What quarter did he get injured in? Was it in the second half? I believe.
Then we saw Ryan Finley, not to be confused with our guy Brian Finley, come in. Exactly.
I just think that to say to shut him down, I think that's making it bad for the Bengals and their decision making, because really, in reality, you can't shut your players down just based off of, we stink, he's the future, let's shut it down, let's shut him down, and let's put somebody else in, let's try to get through the season. Like, I don't think that sounds right. I don't think it would. I don't think that would get fly the right way. All those other players, like, even though it's crazy, right? Because the worst, if you look at it like this, the worst football team in the pros would go undefeated in college. Like, it's always been, that's like always the running joke, is people think that teams that really stink in the NFL really stink, like just stink, period. But they're still good. Those are really good players. The team just can't win.
No, sure. It's like we always say, it's, the guy that finishes last in medical school is still doctor and still going to be smarter than you. The man or woman. Likewise, those playing in the NFL, they're good players. It's just all a sliding scale.
They lose sight of that. So even when you're on, and I can attest to this because I've been on plenty of losing teams at the pro level, you never think you're a loser. You always believe that you can turn things around. And even if you get to like that three games left and you're eliminated from playoffs and all those different things, first of all, I'm auditioning for my job to make sure that I'm either solidifying my position on this team or I'm getting good film to be able to go play for another team. Or secondly, if you're a leader and you just feel as though we got to get this thing popping and set off for the next season, like we got to go into the off season feeling good. A pro will never sit there and just concede the fact that I'm a loser. We're losers and we can't win. So in order to justify taking out Joe Burrow, you would have to take out every other high-priced player on that team and say, we're going to shut you down until we get some better players to go with you.
It's all just a matter of trying to keep the line moving, right? When you see you got a special talent, you know that the rest of the squad isn't quite there yet. That's all. But
hate to see him get hurt, but you can't shut him down.
I just hated to see him get beat around like we did for the first 9-10 weeks of the season as well. I mean, part of that, again, going back to, did he hold the ball too long, waiting for those downfield options to become open? But he's a guy that we wish the best to. You always hate to see big injuries, and players need to play. It's the NFL. You get your signing bonus. Otherwise, it's not guaranteed money. So you got to keep putting up good tape. So we know that the churn continues. For Cincinnati, they'll finish out the string, and we'll watch that flow as the season moves on. As we go forward, LeVar, next hour we'll get into the Thanksgiving Day games for sure. I wanted your opinion on an NBA story that caught my eye about tough guys, real and imagined. We'll get into that next year.
Interesting.
On Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Welcome back in Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Jason off tonight. That means you've got the All-American, the All-Mammal, King of the Mammals, LeVar Arrington.
I get on this radio and do it tonight. We got a show to do with Mike Harmon. He keeps on putting beats on that I gotta game. So why are you
who
continuing to put me in this? I want to do the show, but you keep doing this. And then I gotta freestyle. And then I gotta freestyle. And then I gotta freestyle.
That mixtape coming out next week, I think.
At LeVar
I don't even
Arrington.
Want to keep doing this. I don't want to do it.
Well, but the brain just
makes
you happy.
He makes me do it.
I know.
We come back. He puts on a beat, and I hear it, and I go for it every single time. You know, I said I had a practice today, right? I had a practice today with my kids out on the field.
Yeah.
Just a super quick story. And I told my kid, I said, man, look here, bro. Just because they put the bait on the hook and they keep throwing it in doesn't mean that you got to keep coming up and biting it and eating it. They caught you, and then they decided to release you.
Like thirst
all right, they
trapping. Let's put it into the, you know, fishing or thirst trapping,
well,
which is also fishing.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with it, because this is very different from thirst trapping in the sense that if you keep coming up and taking the bait and they pulling you up onto the boat, at some point they're going to look at you and be like, you know what, let's put him in the cooler. We're going to go ahead and fillet this one up and go ahead and cook him and eat him. Stop taking the bait. And that's what I've been doing here. I've been, every single time we come back from a break, you put on a super dope song. You know I know it's a super dope song. And then I jump on it. I take the bait. At some point in time, my bait is going to lead to me getting thrown into the cooler, and LeVar is going to get filleted and cooked, and I don't want to be that guy. I will not freestyle not one more time this evening.
I think you're a liar, because Alex Tyser knows how to push those buttons.
He does.
That's why he's the best in the business. Our guy, AT, getting it done. The Weeb Nation podcast.
It's all them anime shows he watches. He knows how to manipulate my mind because of the anime.
There's thoughts to that as well. We'll get into that from a business perspective. Keep help developing that one.
There you go.
A story that I thought you'd be entertained by, because we're going to do this here. And then in about 10 minutes, we'll get back into the locker room dynamic, because you brought up a good point with that Bears locker room and, well, maybe hitting some tipping points between the different units of a team. And, well, we'll go into your past and see if you can spotlight a little of that dynamic as it flows. But in the NBA, you had Kenyon Martin, who was known to get into his scraps.
Love Kenyon Martin.
Right. Tatted up, but always backed his game up. He was willing to bang in the low post. And he'd mean mug you as well as anybody. So here was
That's
what
Cincinnati,
he...
Cincinnati, hard, tough guy. Stuff.
Well, yeah, Bearcats also, football game was canceled for this week. So number 7 in the first playoff rankings. But talking on the hardwood, as it were. Can I get the right words out? Quote, I played against guys who were physical and really wanted the smoke. Derek Coleman... He didn't take blank from anybody. Zach Randolph, David West, Antonio Davis, Dale Davis, Kurt Thomas. That's a lineup that I think I could
strong.
Have a Survivor Series team with.
That's strong.
And go into a WWE arena and dominate. But you like this one. And he goes, there's some guys that like that when I played too. Kevin Garnett was a porch puppy. A miniature chihuahua in a Doberman's body. I told him to his face, quote, you're a porch puppy. All you do is bark. He never wanted any smoke from me. You ever have any guys that talked a good game until you step to them on the gridiron?
You know, honestly speaking, I don't want this to be an indictment against Kenya Martin, but I was so busy being a hunter and a tough guy, I didn't have time to figure out if the tough guys were tough guys or not tough guys or were real tough guys or fake tough guys, because I was just too busy thugging and bugging.
Is this an indictment on the many stops of an NBA game?
I'm just going to say
all the lineup at the free throw line and you
just
can smack
have a
talking
little,
stuff?
I mean, I don't know if it's basketball or what, but I just know that if you have the time to draw that type of conclusion, you got too much time on your hands. That's all I'm going to say. I love Kenyon Martin. I'm a Kenyon Martin fan. I have to say this in full disclosure. Kevin Garnett is one of my favorite, if not favorite, basketball players. So I take a tad bit of exception to that. All right, a little offense.
Yeah, yeah. No, I
but
got you.
But not where I can't do my job. So when I relate it to me, I'll just say I didn't pay that type of attention. That's my confession. I'm sticking to it.
Line up and get ready for the next play. We'll go deep inside the locker room, wondering at what point in the season maybe there's a bit of division. That's next on Fox.